Arkansas did not do well on an annual report on how states address tobacco use. The annual State of Tobacco Report was released this morning, with Arkansas receiving a failing grade in 4 out of 5 categories. KUAR intern Colton Fowle has more.
Arkansas received an F in funding for tobacco prevention, tobacco taxes, access to cessation services, minimum age of sale for tobacco products, and a C in the smoke-free air category. It's this last area that American Lung Association spokeswoman Ashley Lyerly says is one of the easiest ways for the state to get a better grade.
Trying to close some of the loopholes for the statewide smoke-free air law would be something that really could help reduce tobacco use. And ultimately, we know that if we have workplaces that are smoke-free, public places, bars, that then we sort of start to see the social norm change and we start to see more quit attempts also associated with that.
Another key area Lyerly suggests Arkansas can focus on is raising the minimum age of sale of tobacco products from 18 to 21. Doing so could help reduce the state's high school tobacco use rate, which is currently higher than the adults.
And unfortunately, what we're seeing is that, you know, kids and youth are finding ways to have access to those products and are using them. And they're becoming not only single users of cigarettes, but also sort of triple users. So people are using they're smoking cigarettes, they're also using smokeless tobacco, and then they're also using electronic smoking devices.
The report also suggests Arkansas increase its taxes on tobacco products by a dollar to help discourage people from purchasing them. Colton Fall, KUAR News.